Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
You know, the first thing I thought of when you said the opening line there?
Yeah?
I'm wondering how far the radio waves have traveled since you first broadcast.
Well, it's been...
Would it still be in our galaxy?
I wonder. Oh, I think it's past that. Because it's been 25 years?
What? And we are toward the outside, one of the outside rings of the galaxy.
Are we?
Yeah. Sun is, you know. We're in that Goldilocks zone in the galaxy.
Right.
But that's toward the outer edge of one of the arms, or... It's one of the, I think it's the second arm from the very most outer arm.
Gotcha.
In the black area before, you know, the density's not real dense for the stars.
Right, right.
So we've gone through this. I'm not sure how far out.
Oh, we're out.
You think we're out?
Yeah, we're out.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, 20 light years.
Yeah, but that's not very far.
20 light years? That's pretty far. 20 light years? That's pretty far.
Not, is it? Would that get you outside the arm of the galaxy, you think?
20 light years? I think so, dude. 20 light years? Yeah, that's pretty far.
We'll have to talk to somebody who knows.
No, I know.
Exactly.
You're saying I don't know?
Yes,
you're doubting me?
I'm saying you're guessing.
20 light years? Well, I want you to stop a minute, and I want you to think about what a light year is.
Mm-hmm. How far light travels in a year.
Right.
Right?
It travels 186,000 miles in 1 second.
Right.
How many seconds are in a year?
A lot.
Multiply that out. We have gone a long ways.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess you may be right. We may be just outside the galaxy.
Well, let me ask you this. How long does it take the sunlight to get to us? It takes about
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that's a more of a scale we can kind of comprehend in terms of the speed of light. So just kind of expand that out over 25 years.
20. Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
that's
it's 25 years.
That's a long way.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a long way. I just need to revisit the distances between the...
Yeah, like draw it out.
How
draw
far
it out.
Across is our galaxy?
Yeah, just draw it to scale.
Yep. Yeah,
1 inch equals 1 million miles or something or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, I'll do that in the backyard.
Pardon you.
At home, excuse me.
Is that good yogurt?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long did it take for that sound to go from my stomach to the microphone, and then out to you people listening now, and then out to the universe.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's something to think about, though.
Well, it is something to think about.
Well, I'm going to have to figure it out. I'll get a diagram, and I will present it to you next week.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Unfortunately, as you heard... Joined here by the massively muscular, Cold Stone, Evil Steve at my side.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
Evil. Evil is his one and only name.
And me? I'm my computer's user and your host, Dr. Dave.
Great balls of fire, I'm audacious. Great balls of fire, I'm a fright. Great balls of fire, goodness gracious. yes. I'm chop, 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 chopper with all of my might.
Yes. Yeah,
right
866.
Now, mine is burning bright, but like a light bulb that suddenly gets brighter just before it burns out.
Can you stop him from burning out?
There's a chance, if I can treat him. But, gentlemen, it has to be soon.
Yeah, there's no hope. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Tons of stuff to talk about, and, of course, your calls. Microsoft and Apple updates.
I just got a great response from a listener. 25 light years are nothing in astronomical terms. I agree.
That clarifies it perfectly. So now we know exactly. So the radio waves have not exited Tucson.
So, Robert, do me a favor and go on the internet while we're doing the show and check out and see how far across where we are in the arms of our galaxy.
It would be outside our galaxy.
And see how far 25 light years would take you and let me know.
Mm-hmm. It would be outside our galaxy. Yeah. Now, if you're talking about the entire universe, he's right.
It's very small.
But in terms of being outside our galaxy, it's outside our galaxy. I guarantee it. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
So all that to say,
You
have to change your intro. Because you're saying galaxy-wide. It's more than galaxy-wide now.
And universal.
Yeah, it's universally spreading. So how would you say that in a tactful, elegant
tactful?
Way?
I don't know. I'll think of it, and you present your report to me about the distance next week, and I'll present my script to you about the new open.
And we'll do the new. We'll cut a new liner for it. Very good.
Cut a new liner? 866-821-8255. You know, Google has recently sort of shuttered the Google Glass project. But they're opening up sales of another project called Project Tango. It is a Project Tango is a tablet that is space and motion aware. And you still need an invite. But instead of being $1,024, it's $512, which is a huge reduction in price. But you do have to have an invite. They do want to keep this product in. They have an interesting sort of way they deal with these projects. They open them up to the public, but not really. They want to keep them pretty close to pretty serious developers, although that reduction in price obviously makes it something that, you know, even as a bit of a play toy, just something to just check it out. You know, $512 is not terrible. $1,000 gets tough if it's just a pure play toy. They're trying to keep the project fairly close to the ranks of serious developers. it'll be interesting to see how this works out because, you know, Google Glass was kind of interesting. It wasn't the success that they thought it would be, I think. Thus shutting it down. And I'm interesting to see what will be happening with Project Tango as well. We come back, we'll talk about the details. Take your calls and some other fun stuff. Don't go away.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.